Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla! Happy freaking Monday, champion. We're back and better than ever. The first Monday in February. OMG. Can you believe it? I can believe it. It's happened every year for the last 51 years since I've been alive. February comes right after January. Question is, now we're in the second month of the year. How you doing? How's things going? How you doing? Let's talk about that. Let's talk. I'm not so sure people really understand just how short life is. And if they did understand how short life is, they would never make excuses why they don't go for their dream. And that is the topic of today's Everyday Saturday podcast. I mean, seriously, think about it. I know we all say, life is short, life is short, take a shot, take a shot. Yet, so many people are afraid. They're afraid. But why are you afraid? You're afraid because of your past conditioning. If you're anything like I was, man, I was just petrified, terrified by all the stupid, idiotic things I did and all the big mistakes I made. And then I looked back and said, okay, those were really bad mistakes, financially, relationships, business, all that good stuff, okay? But what was the harm that it did? All right, the mental mark that it left was way worse than any kind of physical or financial hurt that it caused me. You know, the mental albatross, the chain around my legs. Are you carrying a ball and chain around your leg and identified as failure, past mistakes, fear, all of that? You got to break that chain, man. You got to break that chain. It's all mental, and I get it. It's an imprint in your mind. It's a memory. But man, if you're torturing yourself by your past mistakes, and I share all of this with you because, as you know, I'm doing all of these calls and have been so blessed. I just got off one. It's only 8:23 in the morning right now, Monday morning, and I just had my first call from somebody that got on my calendar and giving advice, just getting on the phone with everybody, giving free advice, helping them out, trying to get them motivated, inspired, and create momentum. I don't have to try to get anybody motivated that jumps on my calendar. It's mainly just working through, like, look, you can do this, right? You don't need anybody to throw holy water on you and say, okay, now you are ready to become a speaker, a trainer, a seminar leader, whatever it is that you want to do out there, a coach, a consultant, a marketer. You can just do it. But the main thing you got to do is you've got to break that chain. A lot of the excuses are, I don't know how, which you already know the answer to that is everything is figure outable. I don't have the money. That's not true. We all have access to credit. I'm not saying you don't have 10 grand or 20 grand or 100 grand, but you got $1,000. You have access. If you needed $1,000, you have access to it. What are you going to do? Are you going to go spend it on a television, a vacation, a few dinners out or something like that, go on Amazon Prime? Or are you going to hunker down and say, all right, what would I do with this $1,000? How can I turn this $1,000 into $5,000? Not overnight. But how can I invest in what? What's the most important thing to invest in, do you think? Yourself, exactly. Investing in yourself and erasing all of those past failures and mistakes from your mind, because those are learning experience. We're supposed to learn, because those that don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it. That's a fact. If you don't learn from history, you're doomed to repeat it. But there's nowhere does it tell you to become a prisoner of history, to become a prisoner of your past. I get it. We made some stupid mistakes. Join the club. I got both hands in the air, and I can tell you, I've made some of the dumbest mistakes in business. I've started projects just like you've started projects. I've not finished them, and I've gone to 20 different directions. But then when I settled down, I said, all right, I want to stick with this zone of genius. All right, I want to be in the coaching and consulting space. I want to sell. I love to sell. I think sales is, I think we are all blessed with the ability to sell. Think about that for a second. Let's go off on that tangent for just a second, because I know some of you might be thinking right now, ooh, I don't like sales, man. I don't mind, you know, talking shop, but when it comes to asking for the order, you know what's funny? People want to be sold. You know why they want to be sold? Because they like you. They like you, and they like your authenticity. Now, the only reason you would not feel comfortable with selling is if you were posing out there trying to become somebody that you really aren't, which is not who you're. If you listen to this podcast, you're not a poser. I already know that about you. You've been properly vetted, because you wouldn't listen past three shows, because you would hate this show, because it would drive you crazy that somebody this authentic and raw is screaming into your earbuds every day. Okay, so if you're authentic and you tell the truth, which you do every single day, there is absolutely no reason why you would not be able to sell your own product or sell somebody else's product. You know, the people who struggle the most with sales, because I was in sales my entire life. I'm 51 this year. I started in sales, I mean, geez, even before I got out of high school. But let's just say when I was a stockbroker at the age of 20 in West Palm Beach, Florida, selling. The only reason people, and this has been true throughout when I moved from West Palm to Buffalo, Buffalo to Cincinnati, and since I've been with everydayissaturday.com, all over the only time people are not successful with sales is what? What do you think the reason is? They don't believe in the product. They don't believe in the product. And if that product is you and you're selling yourself, think about how tough that is. If you don't even believe in yourself, think about how hard that is for you to sell yourself as a product to somebody else. You got to stop that. You were created as a absolute freaking miracle. I mean, the energy that you have, the ability that you have to change someone else's life by sharing your product or your service, your message, however you want to frame that, whatever it is that you do, you don't even know. I mean, you are sitting on an absolute powder keg. Yet, it's Monday here. It's February. I don't even know. What is today, man? If the first was Friday, today would be the 4th. Ta-da! February 4th. You're sitting here on a Monday, February 4th, if you're listening to this show, or any Monday, thinking, oh man, I got to start a new week. Here we go. We got to get, that ain't what it's all about, man. The opportunity that is waiting for you out there to share your message, your story, your product, your service. If you're struggling in sales, then you don't believe in what you're selling. And if that person is you that you don't believe in, you got to change that, man. You got to break the chain. You must break the chain. How do you break the chain? That's great advice, Sam. You've identified me. I got to break the chain. How do I break the chain? You take action. Action will break the chain. And you don't need to have this phony confidence about yourself and go, hey, I'm a millionaire. I'm going to go teach it. No. It's not about that. Take small steps. Whatever that represents in your life and your business, whatever it is you need to do right now, I know your legs feel like 800-pound telephone poles sometimes. Mine do too. You know, there's days I don't even want to get out of bed. There's days that I'm thinking, oh my God, especially over the last 4 years with our daughter, I got to wake up and go to Children's Hospital, which excites the crap out of me. Trust me, a living, breathing miracle waiting for me. But then we got meetings with the doctors, and it's like, oh man, what are they going to tell us today? I mean, how much more of this can we take? I get it. Some days your legs feel like 800-pound telephone poles, and you can't even walk. All right. And then other days you're jumping out of bed and you're loving life. What makes the difference? The difference is your mindset. The difference is your belief system. And the difference is you've taken some sort of action prior to this that you've identified and you already know you're going to be successful. Think about it. Whatever it is, whenever you've jumped out of bed and you know you're going to crush it, it's because you have experience doing that same thing and you had success with it. Just reprogram yourself, man. Every day can be like that. Every single, it doesn't need to be any more of these dreading the day or afraid of selling or I don't know what, I can't create momentum. Yes, you can. You are actually given the ability to create momentum. The one thing you got to do though, you just got to take some sort of congruent action with how you're feeling about yourself. Make a decision, change your thoughts, change your action. And I'm telling you, today will be that day your life changes forever. How do I know? Because I see it happen all the time. I see it happening. Let that happen for you. Life is way too short. I promise you, man, you're going to look back. You're going to be 50, 60, 70 years old. It's like that. It's over. People don't even realize how short life is. Life is short. Life, really? Do you really believe that? Or are you just saying that? Because if you really understood how short life is and how people are being taken off this earth at the age of 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, it doesn't matter. You don't even know the hour nor the day or the minute that you're going to take your last breath, yet you're going to make excuses as to why you're not going to go after your dream. That none of that makes sense, right? If it doesn't make sense, then it's not right. And if it's not right, you got to fix it. That means it's wrong. So let's get after it today. Are you with me? Let's get after it today. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.